Oh, King Cole was a merry old soul. Yes, a merry old soul was he.
Oh, bring me my pipe, and bring me my bowl, and bring me my fiddlers three.
Old King Cole's Treasure Hunt, a radio play in 7 episodes. Episode 6, The Rum Bottle.
Welcome to the land of Old King Cole. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, but not anymore. Things have been going badly, and have made him a thoroughly miserable old soul. But at least he now has something to keep him occupied. Old King Cole and Jim Ladd have solved all the clues to Jim Ladd's treasure map. They've gone to Bristol, chartered a fine ship and an even finer captain, and sailed to Booty Island. But there's been a mutiny, led by none other than Captain Johnny Kidd, the notorious pirate. Not only do the pirates have the ship and the treasure map, but they are forcing Old King Cole to dig up the treasure.
16 men on a dead man's chest. Yo ho ho, when a bottle of rum. We take what we need and the devil with the rest. Yo ho ho, when a bottle of rum.
Can't we sing a more cheerful song, Jim Ladd?
God, it's so hot.
Have the pirates gone, Elaine?
Yes, but here's Mary Mary.
If you're after seashells, you're digging in the wrong place. You should be near the beach.
You're digging for treasure.
I prefer seashells.
You can help us if you like.
What? Get my hands dirty digging up doubloons and pieces of eight? I might do. But I won't. And don't think you can borrow my excavator, because I'm using it.
How much deeper do we have to go?
Several more feet, Mini Nigella. We've only removed the topsoil so far.
Dig faster.
Look, Captain Scarlet, a coal scuttle. We are down to the coal seams. At least we'll be able to keep warm now.
We need to keep cool. Look for an air conditioning unit or a fridge.
Look, something's glistening.
Gold!
No, it's glass. It's a bottle of rum. I could murder a drink.
Don't open it. Rum is the demon drink. Look what it does to those dreadful pirates. They're totally obsessed with treasure.
Jim Ladd is already obsessed with treasure. That's how he got me into this mess.
Let me look at it. Oh, this is rubbish rum. I wouldn't set fire to it on a Christmas pudding.
I say we open the bottle.
I say we keep it closed.
Open the bottle.
Keep it closed.
Open it.
Keep it closed.
Take the money.
Open the box.
I'm the king, so I have the casting vote. And I say, open the bottle.
I told you not to open it.
What on earth?
Who on earth?
I'm the genie of the rum bottle. For 400 years I've been trapped inside that rum bottle, waiting for this moment. Now the genie is free.
You're a genie?
Correct. You can call me genius or sir.
Shouldn't you be blue?
I can be any colour I like. Now you. You release me therefore you get the 3 wishes. What is your command?
3 wishes? Whatever I want.
Within the limits of the special effect budget, yes.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Get a move on, I haven't got all day.
I'm convinced we're digging in the wrong place. Take us to the real location of the treasure we seek.
Say please.
Pretty please. Oh, genie. Oh, genius. Sir.
Your wish is my command, O Master. I have to say that because it's what all genies say.
Not moved.
This is exactly where we were before.
Because that's where the treasure is buried. Dig down another 4 feet.
Oh, then why didn't you tell us, you stupid genie?
You didn't ask. I deliver wishes. I don't provide advice on whether that you ask for is sensible or not.
I'm fed up with all this. The heat, the sand, the incessant flies. And still no treasure. I wish I was back home in my palace.
Don't say that.
He just did.
He didn't mean it.
I did.
He was thinking out loud.
He was only joking.
Too late. Sensible or no, your wish is my commando, master.
Some of you might think that Oakhill Cole has not made good use of his three wishes, and you'd be right. Going home without the treasure isn't a good move, especially when Queen Cheryl finds out. For the moment, Oaking Cole and his companions are stuck in hyperspace, but meanwhile, back at the palace, Queen Cheryl is still feeling the cold.
Still so cold, Lord Chancellor. I'm wearing four layers of thermal long johns and I'm still perishing.
It is unseasonably cold and we're very short of fuel.
Good news, Your Majesty. We've found another four boxes of Charlie football programmes.
Excellent. Put them in the boiler at once.
Certainly, Your Majesty.
I never realised the King had so many programmes.
Had is the word. Now we've burnt them all, he's freed up another four guest bedrooms.
But we never have any guests.
That will change when the King returns with our treasure. Then I'm going somewhere hot. Did you get the holiday brochures?
The hottest places are at the back.
7 days on a camel in the Sahara? Or 14 days on an artificial island in the Arabian Gulf? 4 years on a desert island in the Pacific with Robinson Crusoe. Departures Friday only. And milk your own goat.
They all sound lovely.
None of them are quite me.
I wonder where the King is now.
Sorry for the delay in hyperspeak, folks. The jet stream is slow today.
I feel like I've been squeezed through a mangle.
Or squashed by a steamroller.
What on earth are you all doing here? And who are you? You with the flimsy trousers and the waistcoat that's too small.
Madam, I am the genie of the rum bottle. Genius for short.
You don't look like a genie to me. You're not blue.
You don't have to be blue to be a genie.
You're thinking about Smurfs.
He is a genie. He gave me three wishes.
So where's the treasure?
Still on the island.
You wasted a wish coming back here without the treasure.
He wasted two wishes.
What? Why didn't you stop him, Jim Lad?
The genie made the wishes happen.
I don't have to put up with this from you, know. I could be my amazing magical powers to be incredible conjurer. Ajazala.
You're the captain, Mr. Scarlet. Why aren't you in charge?
I'm only in charge of the ship. Being in charge of genies isn't in my contract.
Are you sure? You're wearing a striped shirt and a fancy hat.
I give orders to steer the ship and splice the main brace.
Anyway, it's simply scrumptious to see you, Nigella. At least you've come back to cook me some special Caer-Yed food.
I can't. All my recipe books are still on the ship.
And no cooking utensils.
What? Then you'll all have to go back. And this time, you're not leaving the island without the treasure. Plus, I'm coming with you to make absolutely sure.
But the pirates!
To the pirates. You've got one more wish, right?
Perfectly right, dearest. You're always right.
And then wish. And don't wish you were somewhere else.
Anywhere else?
I waited to do my master's bidding.
I wish!
I'm all ears, oh master.
I wish!
Wishy-washy.
I wish!
Oh, get on with it.
Give him a wish, Nat.
I wish that all of us, including the Queen, especially the Queen, were back where the treasure is.
You, Island, Queen, Island, Treasure Island. Your wish is my command, O Master.
If you wish to listen to the rest of the episode, then please press the button on your browser.